Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Conservative Talk Radio, where we're always right and never left. I'm Chauncey Brown. I'm your host. I apologize for the technical difficulty. This is Conservative Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We're always right and never left. We have an extraordinary guest in our studio today, former military veteran and running for Congress in Florida, District 21. I am happy and blessed to have on the show today the dynamic Michael Bloomberg Jr. How are you today, Michael?
I'm doing outstanding. Thank you so much for having me, Chauncey, and I love what we're doing with the Michael and Chauncey Show, and thank you for the support of me running for U.S. Congress in Florida District 21. It's a real great opportunity and a blessing to serve the American people and also to bring truth and our conservative values and making sure that our Constitution is upheld.
I couldn't agree with you more, Michael. That's why we have the Michael and Chauncey Show, because we want to protect the Constitution. We want to respect the rights and liberties and preserve our rights as American citizens as we raise the level of consciousness across the country on what the left and the Democratic Party, Democratic Socialists, is trying to undermine our Constitution, trying to undermine the Trump election. But thank God we're cutting through the red tape by directly talking on the ground to the people. So I'm blessed to have you on the show. And, you know, you can talk about your run for Congress. I know you have a tough battle down there. You're running in a primary, and whatever we can do to help push you across the line, we're here for you, Michael.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I had a video that's coming out on all my social media channels. You can follow me at the number 4 USA Freedom on Twitter and Instagram. You can also follow me on my Facebook at Michael Bloomberg Jr. for Congress, and also on my website, which is michaelbloomingforcongress.com. You can help. We need volunteers. We need people to contribute to the campaign. But I have a video that's coming out today that I'm talking about the impeachment and also talking about Lois Frankel and how she's Nancy Pelosi's puppet. As you know, we had a nonpartisan vote in the U.S. House of Representatives and U.S. Congress to try to impeach our duly elected president, Donald J. Trump. I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's right. I think it's unconstitutional to try to, you know, basically, you know, go against our president. And then on top of it, then you try to bribe the Senate with a quid pro quo, and you hold up these articles of impeachment that they're supposed to be dead in the House, and they just got delivered yesterday. So this is really important stuff that's happening, and that's what I'm running against, the corruption in South Florida. There's a lot of corruption in South Florida, whether it's the movement of child sex trafficking, labor trafficking that's prevalent in Palm Beach County, also the lack of workforce and economic development in the region. We need better jobs for our American citizens. We need to eliminate fraud, waste, and abuse. We need to stand up. We need to look the American people in the eye and say, you know what? We're not going to take advantage of you anymore. We're going to try to help you. We're going to give you the opportunities and the resources for you to grow and promote small business, and also less taxes, fiscal responsibility in U.S. Congress. These are some of the main items that I'm running on. But most important, we have to protect our children. You know, I'm pro-life. You know, I want to protect the unborn children, but I also want to protect our children. We have to make sure our schools are hardened. And if people wanted to go to a school, that we have an armed guard there and hopefully a veteran who served this country like I have, because that's what we need. We need somebody to deter terrorism and domestic terrorism in this country with Antifa and people from terrorist organizations around the world are trying to come to America. We have an immigration problem here. They're coming through our borders. That's why, thank God, our president is building the wall. He just took funds, $7.1 billion, is dedicated to the wall the other day. And this is very important to ensure that the wall is finished.
I couldn't agree with you more, Michael. We are a sovereign nation, and security of our borders are a priority. And it is a shame that the Democrats and the left are trying to undermine our president with border security, with the amount of terrorism going on. We don't know if these people are bringing diseases into our country. And the same people that are arguing against the president with trying to help illegal immigrants, if we look at their backyards, if we look at Maxine Waters, you look at Watts, you look at San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi, we have people living on the streets, feces all over the place, homelessness. It is a shame that they can't take care of their own district, and they want to put illegal immigrants above American citizens and veterans. It is a shame. It is unconstitutional. I believe it is treasonous to the American people and to the United States Constitution that you don't put America first.
Well, I agree 100%. And actually, what the funds are, $7.2 billion being diverted from the Pentagon funds for the border wall. This is a great win for our country because guess what? Terrorists and sex traffickers and people human trafficking, human beings are coming across our borders. That's not acceptable. This is the United States of America. We're all about legal immigration. But when you have people come to this country and they're undocumented, and guess what? If there's not enough resources, we got veterans who are homeless. We got senior citizens that are homeless because of the Obamacare crisis under President Barack Obama. He said, oh, well, you know what? You can keep your health care plan if you like it. He lied to the American people, and there's no consequences. He also diverted money to Iran on American military planes, and this funding is going into the terrorist network that went into Iran. And then this money is filtered into places like Iraq and Afghanistan, where IEDs and EFPs are harming and killing our American troops. So this president, Barack Obama, has actually assisted terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda and other organizations, the Taliban, in trying to kill American troops through this funding with unmarked bills that were sent to the Middle East. And this is the last thing that we need. We need stability in the Middle East. That's why I'm all about foreign policy that promotes freedom and also liberty and justice for our allies and also for the people who want to harm us. We're not the world police. We need to step out onto the stage. We need to have good, and that's what I love about our president. He does what he says. People in the international community have to respect him because he wants to put America first, which my whole agenda for my platform is America first. That's what this is about. Our Constitution protects the citizens of the United States of America with our Bill of Rights. We need to protect the Constitution. We need to protect our American citizens. And if you want to come here, you want the American dream, and you want to become a citizen, we're all about that. As long as you come here legally and you're not trying to harm citizens of the United States, and also you're not a draw on society where social programs are being diverted to just basically people that are involved in some cases terrorism. So people are living off – so we're basically funding terrorists at home. You got Barack Obama, he's sending money to Iran, who's funding terrorist organizations. And thank God that President Trump killed Soleimani in Iraq at the airport. That was a sophisticated airstrike with our drones. And that was such a – because he's an enemy combatant. He's an enemy of the state. And so people out here like Ilhan Omar, who's trying to have sympathy, and I'm having PTSD as an American veteran that she's trying to support terrorist organizations.
Michael, I would be remiss if I don't remind the American people. I want to thank you for your service, for standing up in the military. And once again, you want to stand up for the American people by running for Congress. You know better than anyone as a military veteran about foreign policy and how the left is trying to undermine our president. You know, you have dubbed the term America first. One thing about Donald Trump, promises made, promises kept. And that's what we are leaning on what our president, what he says he's going to do, he's going to do. And that's different from any other politician. And you mentioned about Obama. Obama lectured us all the time with no substance. We don't need a lecturer. We need a commander-in-chief like Donald Trump, who when he makes the promises, he keeps it and follows through. I don't care about his rhetoric. I care about does he perform the duties of the office of the President of the United States, and he has been doing an effective job even when everyone, not everyone, but everybody on the left is against him. This is America. We should all come together as Americans, and the last time, unfortunately, that it happened was on 9/11, and I hope and pray that we don't have another 9/11 that forces us to come together as Americans. We should come together because we're Americans, not despite us being Americans and trying to assist those that want to come in this country and do harm. I can't thank you enough for wanting to standing up to protect the Constitution, the rights and liberties of the American people, and also wanting to secure our borders from the threat of terrorism or human trafficking or gangs or drugs. I want to thank you so much again for standing up and fighting the fight. We need more people like you in Congress that's going to fight the fake news media, cut through the red tape, and deliver services to the American people and protect us like you are sworn to do and have sworn before when you were in the military.
Exactly. That's why we don't need people like Lois Frankel, Adam Shifty Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. These people need to be sent packing. We need to beat these people. Maxine Waters. These people are destroying America. They're eroding freedom because they're trying to bring socialism to the table, and that's a major problem. So I do have a primary. I do want the listeners to know I do have a primary, and people all over America, I need your support because Lois Frankel has $1.2 million in the bank. There was no she ran unopposed in 2018, so we need to get her out of there. So I need funding. I need volunteers in Palm Beach County, District 21 in Florida. But on top of that, we're going to have a primary. There's about 7 or 8 people that are running in my election. There was an article that came out, whether it's true or not, with the Yang lady that was at the trying to get into Mar-a-Lago with the thumb drives and trying to with malware, trying to, you know, cause that's an act of terrorism. When someone comes on to an American, and this is the presidential's winner White House, basically trying to come in with malware, that's an act of terrorism. Well, here in Palm Beach County, we have a lot of that terrorism. Well, this Yang lady is seen with a lot of prominent people in Palm Beach County. I received a text yesterday from one of these prominent people, and they said to me, well, you know, that was before we found out who she was. See, I have a hard time believing that. You know, people, there's no way that people are unaware when someone's involved with nefarious activities. It's just not, it's not plausible. It doesn't make sense. And so you have that going on. So one of those candidates are Christian Acosta. He's being backed by the local GOP, and he's a disgrace. I mean, this guy, he is a total he doesn't bring anything to the table. And there was an article coming out that the people that are – he has a fundraiser coming up that he's involved with this woman, that these people in Palm Beach County were involved with this Yang lady who was basically trying to commit an act of terrorism, who are backing a fundraiser. And they're dubbing it at the Winter White House, even though it's in West Palm Beach. So there's a lot of things like that. You know, Christian Acosta's in the race. And then another opponent is Laura Loomer. Now, Laura Loomer's known as a shock journalist. But right now she's out lying to the American people. She's saying that she's been banned on social media and she's going out here on national television. Oh, I don't have access to these platforms, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, she has. There's a account that's basically a fan page. It's a proxy account that all day long on Twitter, it's 130,000 followers plus, all they're doing is promoting Laura Loomer. And then on top of it, there's groups on Twitter, and I'm being removed from groups where, because I'm an American patriot who served this country, I run on American First agenda. People know that I'm trying to bring education reform. I'm trying to bring jobs to Palm Beach County. I'm trying to have Veterans Affairs reform. I'm trying to make sure our health care costs are taken care of so our senior citizens can have more money in their pocket, not paying out prescription drugs and insurance premiums to insurance companies after they work their entire life to live the American dream, and now we're stealing from them. That's not right. That's what we're facing. And so when people like Laura Loomer, she's out here on TV lying to the American people when she has these things going on. Oh, by the way, I was told in one of these groups the other day that she's the co-chair of one of the rooms. If Laura Loomer is barred from Twitter and Instagram and all these places, how is she the co-chair of a room? I would like the American people to answer that for me. So please, you have to vet these candidates. You have to support the veteran candidates because we need more people like me in Congress. I love America. I love this country. And I'm so appreciative of the opportunities that we have because we live in a free nation.
Thank you, Michael. For those that are tuning in, this is Conservative Talk Radio. We're always right, never left. I'm Chauncey Brown, your host. We are blessed and proud to have former military veteran Michael Bloomberg, Bloombling Jr., I apologize, from Florida running in District 21, wanting to stand up and represent the people. Also, you can follow Conservative Talk Radio on Facebook at Right Talk Radio. Also, you can follow me at Right Talk Host on Facebook and also on Twitter. Michael and I also have the Michael and Chauncey Show, where you can follow Michael and Chauncey on Facebook. And also, you can follow us on Twitter at Liberty Today USA. Yes, Michael, we are living in challenging times today, and we need more people like you to stand up and fight against American terrorism, because that is what the left and the Democratic Party is doing, is engaging in American terrorism. And what I find most baffling is the charges that the House wanted to bring Donald Trump on. It's the same thing that Hillary Clinton done, and how did she get a pass? Okay, bleach bit, broke up all of her stuff. She in and of itself obstructed Congress. She broke the law. She had things on her server that was supposed to be on the government server. This is an illegal act, but it seems that politics in America dominates the environment versus serving the people, and we cannot continue to let that happen because we will lose our country, and we do not want our country to be a socialist nation that wasn't founded on that. It was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and it was also founded on we the people, and not me, myself, and I, like the Shifty Schiff, the Nadlers, the Pelosi's, the Watts. It's all about them. And even if you look at their districts, as I always want to talk about, they're in shambles. So if you can't take care of your own districts, how can you take care of the American people? And I ask the American people, if you're on the left side, please investigate Nancy Pelosi's district in San Francisco, Maxine Waters' district in Watts, okay? And look at if they can't take care of their own, how can we expect them to take care of us? And that's why we need more fighters, more patriots like Michael Blooming Jr. that's going to fight for us, okay, and not fight for a political agenda. Politics is not going to save this country. Serving the people's will is going to save this country, and we need more patriots in Congress and in the Senate that's going to represent people and not represent the party.
Amen. I agree 100%. I really appreciate
Michael,
the time to come on the show. I think that we have, you know, a great uphill battle. But that's what this American dream is about. It's about giving people the opportunity to come from a tragic childhood like I have, where my father tried to kill me when I was 5, and go through the adversity, serve our country, and want to serve the American people, both at home in my district and in Washington, D.C., to drain the swamp. That's what I stand for. I need all the support I can get. Please follow my campaign, Michael Blooming for Congress, at michaelbloomingforcongress.com. We have a lot of great videos. I was in Missouri shooting the last week. We have a lot of information about where I stand on the issues and how I'm going to work in U.S. Congress for the American people.
Michael, we know that funding is critical to try to get your message out. How can people directly donate to you to help your campaign?
Okay, well, they can do that. You can go to my you can go to my website, michaelbloomingforcongress.com, and you can also mail me a check made out to Michael Blooming Jr. for Congress to 305 Northeast 2nd Avenue, suite number 99. That's Delray Beach, Florida, 33444. And the maximal contribution is $2,800 for an individual, $5,600 for a husband and wife or a family, and sign with both members on the check. So I'm very appreciative of all the support and we have to vote red, white, and blooming in 2020.
I urge all of my listeners and the American people to please come out and support Michael Blooming Jr. for Congress. We need more patriots in Congress that's going to serve people and not serve the party. We thank you again for standing up. We have a few minutes left, about 10 more minutes. Today, I believe the Senate is going to be discussing at 12 o'clock today about the impeachment trial of President Trump. I know that you said that you wanted to come on another show and hopefully join us on Sunday at the U.S. National Elections. And we're going to have Michael on. He's going to talk more in depth about the impeachment. But, Mike, what do you think about the impeachment now? It's over at the Senate. What do you think we should be looking for now?
Well, the main thing is just, you know, it should be swept off the board as soon as possible. We need to have the people stepping up to do the right thing at the right time. And that starts with the people in U.S. Senate. You know, the articles of impeachment were held up for, I don't even know, a month. So now Mitch McConnell, he has a job to do to ensure that this erroneous claim, and we heard the phone call, the Ukraine phone call, we heard it like as President Donald J. Trump stated, it was a perfect phone call. He's not trying to get quid pro quo. He's just simply trying to establish a relationship with a foreign power that we need as an ally. Because Russia, as you know, in 2016 tried to infiltrate our election process. So we need all the allies we can and to stop, you know, Russia and China from trying to interfere with our election. So that's a big problem that we're going to be facing in 2020, especially with a lot of fake news that you get out here. And the information that's being disseminated by CNN, CSNBC, all these places that are getting fake news out there and going against, you know, real news. I mean, that's important. We have the Constitution of the United States. We have the freedom of our voice. And when you go on college campuses, you have, you know, speech free zones. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous what's happening in our country. We need to be able to have real information being brought forward to the voter. Voter fraud is the number one area of concern I have for my campaign in 2020. It's not even Lois Frankel or the people that I'm running against in the primary, because I know what I stand for. I know the American people align with the American First agenda because we're all citizens of the United States of America. We cannot afford to have illegal immigrants voting in our country. So any thoughts of that or any state that's trying to entertain that is just – it goes against our Constitution. People have died for our freedom. And when you allow someone that isn't a citizen to be involved with the voting process, that's a problem.
Yeah, and especially now with a lot of these left-leaning democratic socialism states, like even the state of New Jersey where I'm from, the governor here is allowing the legal immigrants to get driver's license. Now, here in New Jersey, when you get a driver's license, you automatically become a registered voter. But a citizen has to bring in 6 points of identification to prove who they are in order to get a driver's license. I'd like to know, how do they bypass law and citizens to give illegal immigrants a driver's license? I mean, driver's license is a privilege. How do you just give a privilege away? That's really baffling me. How do you give privileges away to non-citizens who haven't earned the right to be here and have not assimilated to the American way of life? You know, like even I talked about yesterday about the Second Amendment. The left always wants to try to legislate morality through gun laws. Gun laws only hurt law-abiding citizens. Criminals don't obey laws anyway. So, you know, what they're doing is trying to undermine the Constitution of the United States, take away our freedoms, our liberties, and our rights, and the overreach of government by the left is too much, and we need to stop it. And I'm glad and proud that you're standing up among a lot of other people that we've interviewed and we have on our shows that want to stand up for the people and not for politics and for the American people. And we need more people like that in Congress because we cannot let this stand. Right now, we are in a battle for saving our country for what's right and what's wrong, the left, the right. No, it's America first. And we need to protect American values like you always talk about and stand up for while we're protecting our borders and protecting the American people. And it's sad that the left and the Democratic Party is placating the American people with this false narrative, okay? And that's why we're here, to cut through the red tape, to shed light on the truth and facts, okay? And not the politics of what they're trying to do to undermine our country and our president. It is a shame. I'm looking forward to the president being acquitted in the Senate. in a very timely manner so we can get this behind us. Since they got in, Donald Trump got elected. I saw an article in the New York Times January 1 that the impeachment process started. This has been a political partisan process since the beginning, and we got to fight back. We can't let it stand. These people have been bamboozling the American public along with the fake news media, and it is a shame. But people are starting to wake up. African-American support for Donald Trump is up 30%, okay? So is Hispanics. So at the end of the day, we are going to reelect Donald Trump in overwhelming numbers, and Donald Trump is going to go down in history as one of the greatest presidents in the world, like Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan faced the same things, the same fight as Donald Trump is. Okay, but we have a president that fights back. And that's all the American people wanted when we elected him, is we want you to fight back. And that's what he's been doing. He's protecting our borders, fighting the left, trying to preserve our rights and liberties, trying to preserve our religious rights. And that's the type of president that we need and we need to continue to have in 2020. We have a couple of minutes left, Michael. Is there anything that you want to mention in our last couple of minutes of the show?
Well, the main thing is that, you know, America is founded on principles of a free nation. And so what I ask the American people is that if you like your freedom, if you like the ability to wake up in the morning and go to work, go to Starbucks, you know, take your kids to school, you like those freedoms without the government being overbearing, and you want to support a candidate who supports the America First agenda and putting your needs and your desires for the future of America and listening to your voice, because that's what it comes down to. I want to listen to the American people. I have a wealth of experience. I served the United States Army. I was a non-commissioned officer. I have 4 degrees in advanced certification. My master's is from Pennsylvania State University. I'm certified in entrepreneurship in Florida State University's business school. I've started a business, Power of One, a veteran company to help individuals who are transitioning. I published 3 books. I've worked in the community. I've served on boards. I've volunteered. I've worked in Tallahassee. I've worked in Richmond, Virginia. I helped create over 30,000 jobs for veterans working under the governor of Virginia. I love this country and I love the American people. So if you love your freedoms, I ask you to please tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your relatives, tell everyone that you can about this District 21 in Florida, because it's important. Every seat matters, because we need to ensure that we put people who aren't rhinos into Congress. Right now we have a lot of rhinos in Congress, and that's deluding. And that's the American people are being lied to. And I know you're being tired of being lied to, because I'm tired of being lied to. And that's why I'm running for U.S. Congress, because I'm tired of people lying to us. And so please support my campaign, because I am going to be your voice. It's not about Michael Blooming Jr. It's about the American people who I would love to serve.
Michael, we want to thank you very much for your service to our country and your willingness to stand up and serve the American people again by running for Congress. We thank you so much for being on our show. This is Conservative Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We're always right and never left. Please join us on Sunday at 5 o'clock as we have Congressional candidate Michael Blooming on again, talking about issues that matter most to the American people. Michael, we want to thank you again for your service. God bless you. God bless the President of the United States. God bless Congress and the Senate, and God bless the American people. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. Have a blessed day.